My grandmother's old armchair still holds the scent of her perfume. Dust motes dancing in the slant of Forbian light, moth-eaten velvet, where her fingers wore the fabric thin, tracing the same floral pattern. Every Sunday, counting stitch like she counted the years since the factory closed and the pier burned down. Rain lashes the window, rain lashes the window of Weatherspoons on Pier Avenue, where Dave nurses a warm pint, staring at his phone screen. Count Binface 308 votes. He doesn't laugh, he watches the numbers crawl like crabs across the wet sand at low tide. Slow, deliberate, sideways progress against a current that stopped caring years ago. The bin man grins from the poster, foil glinting, brighter than the prom lights on a November night. Protest vote, the Guardian calls it tomorrow. Day test vote, the Guardian calls it tomorrow. Dave calls it the honest thing on the ballot paper. In the silence we find our voice, not a whisper, not a scream, but the sound of a teaspoon tapping china, the creak of floorboards under footsteps that stop trusting promises, the hum of the fridge keeping the dark cold. They didn't want a savior in a silver bin, they wanted the seafront lights fixed, the potholes on Marine Parade filled, the youth center reopened before the roof caves in. Count Binface doesn't open bin. The youth center reopened before the roof caves in. Count Binface doesn't open eyes. He holds up a mirror made of flexion until you recognize the joke is the only truth left. Count Binface doesn't open eyes. He holds up a mirror made of tinfoil and forces you to look at the reflection until you recognize the joke is the only truth left. Now the results are in and the dust has settled down. My grandmother's armchair still holds the scent of her perfume. Lavender and woodbine and something old or salty that no election can wash out this quiet town breeze with the tide.